So hello and welcome everyone to the first episode of the Championship Drill. It's going to be a weekly podcast where we talk all things the English Football Championship. One of our favourite leagues in the world, I think it's safe to say. And I'll be joined every week with Jerry Collin and Phil Connolly as well. So how are you guys doing?
All good.
Is it safe to say it is one of our favourite leagues in the world?
I think so. Definitely. It's always... Yeah,
the last 5 years, it's really come on. To be fair,
it has. It's wonderful to watch. It's one of the biggest leagues in the world as well, I suppose. When you take the top leagues in Europe out of it, the Championship is definitely the second tier leagues across Europe. It's definitely the biggest of them.
Definitely is.
So and it's so many games, so many teams. It's just different any other league probably across Europe.
Yeah, the hardest league to get promoted out of,
definitely. I think so.
Unbelievable. So, like I said, we'll be doing it every week. The games obviously don't start for 2 weeks. So this week we're just going to have a run through the teams, where we think they might finish, some of the transfer business they've done so far. And just to say, we're recording this on the Sunday. So obviously, as the transfer window is open, by the time this comes out, things could have completely gone pear-shaped. And someone could have sold 6 or 7 of the players that we talk about by then. But, you know, that's just the way it is and the nature of these things. So I suppose we'll kick right off into it. And the first team that we're going to look at, we'll go through these in somewhat alphabetical order. They're not exactly alphabetical order, but they're close enough. Will be AFC Bournemouth, who got relegated, of course, last season. Always tricky when you go back down, because you're never sure, I suppose, what players are going to stay, what players are going to go. And then tough one for Bournemouth, lads.
Yeah, they've actually lost a few players already. It looks like they could lose Brooks in the next few weeks.
Yeah, tricky one. Josh King, of course, Norwegian international. Talk about him going possibly to Spurs, Leeds, West Ham, he's leaving.
Obviously, a new manager.
New manager in as well. So,
Wasn't King linked to Manchester United at one stage?
He was, like, last January or something,
Yeah. So it's going to be, like, I mean, it's one of those things, and it's strange too, because the window doesn't close for so long still.
Yeah.
And last season, that it's for the teams, especially that go down, you don't know what players you're going to have left.
Yeah, exactly.
When the transfer window shuts, and it's getting these players, like, I'm sure Bournemouth, if things going to go, they'll want to get rid of them now, so they have that money.
Yeah. It looks like they'll have over 100 million to.
Ake went to Man City, Ramsdale's gone, Francis is gone, Sermon's gone.
Brooks has gone next as well.
Brooks has gone next. And Tindall obviously comes in as the manager. And he's been there a long time at the club, though, so he does know the club. So that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen Purchase comes in as his assistant. He was obviously a Bournemouth player in the past. He's been a coach at the club as well.
They know
and
the players,
Graham Jones is kind of an interesting one that they brought him in as a coach. He was Luton Town's manager for a lot of last season, and of course he went with Martinez to, you know, Everton, and he was there at Belgium with him as well for a while. So it's kind of good that way. So they'll have money to spend, but it's where are they going to spend it? It's about bringing in the better Championship players, but our club's going to want to sell. This window is going to be a tough one to buy in, I think, because the value of players has gone down, and players, you know, clubs aren't going to want to sell their players.
Yeah.
So in terms of Bournemouth then, guys, with those players leaving, we don't know what's happening with King, where do we think Bournemouth are going to do, or how will they do this season?
I think they're definitely going to come up. I think they were very unlucky to go down. Villa, obviously, you know what I mean, they had a lucky escape. But I think Bournemouth will be straight back up. Obviously, a very strong team. They're going to attract a lot of players from the Championship, I suppose. A lot of bring Premier League players. They actually had a rumour that Kevin Long from Burnley was linked to Bournemouth. No. He finished off the season well at Burnley, so I reckon he will stay at Burnley. But they're looking to obviously spend a bit of money. They won't be afraid to spend it because they have to get back up. And lads, as you know, that league is devastating. Trying to get back into the Premier League, it took Leeds 16 years. It's critical that they spend that money. They have to perhaps spend 50 million. And you know for a fact they're going to get a lot of big players in the Championship for 50 million.
Yeah. I agree.
You reckon that they have a chance as well, Phil? Spending money,
I actually don't think they're going to come up.
No,
I think they're going to finish like 8th or 9th.
Yeah, it's always a tough start. And I suppose new manager as well, it's how he does. But the money is there.
It's the forward players.
Yeah.
If they lose all their big forwards, they're in real trouble.
Like Dominic Solanke is world class. Like he's the next Liverpool player.
He could turn out to score 30 goals this season. We don't know.
Yeah, it's that's the great thing. And I think this championship season, more than any others, I think last season, if you asked anyone, they'd have said Leeds and West Brom are going to be fighting for the title.
Yeah.
I don't see a team this year that I'm going to they're going to walk away with the league. Depending how things go, maybe Norwich, depending what players they keep and that. But it's the most open championship season probably in a long, long time. At the beginning, anyway. Obviously, someone might, sign Messi. He's off on a free. You know, Messi could end up at Barnsley still. And
they go to Brentford, yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we go. So we reckon Bournemouth have a chance anyway, maybe, Barry reckons maybe they'll come up. Phil says they're not going to.
I don't think so.
Maybe top 10. Yeah. I think it depends really on the money in that. I fancy them to probably push for the playoffs, all right? I don't think automatic promotion is there for Bournemouth. Just because the manager hasn't done it before, it's a league. It's so difficult to come out of, especially when you go down and players are on a downer and it takes them a few weeks to get back up again.
Yeah.
And the season only ended 3-4 weeks ago.
That's it.
So it's not like they've had a full summer to get it out of their heads either. So we'll move along so to Barnsley, who talk about a lucky escape last season.
Yeah.
Only for really Wigan's really point lucky. Deduction, Barnsley were in League One.
Yeah,
I think I think Barnsley are gone. Yeah.
Well, how late they scored that goal as well.
I actually
don't think they're going to go down. I think they'll finish in similar place, but I don't see them going down.
Struggle again, yeah. I mean, they've got Ludwig came in. He was there last season. He's back again from Salzburg, Red Bull Salzburg. A few good players they have. Jack Walton has signed a new deal. Alan Stoyle signed a new deal. But Ben Williams, who's a key player for them, has tore his ACL in pre-season. He's done for the year.
Yeah, he'll be
They'll be lucky if he comes back at all. Lot of young players at the club. A lot of young players who have a season now in the championship, even though it didn't go too well for them. You reckon they'll just about scrape out of there?
I think there's teams that came up that are worse than them.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Jerry? How do you feel Barnsley season going?
They're going to get relegated.
Yeah.
They've been on the brink for 2-3 years. I don't know how they're doing it. Obviously, Wigan having that points deduction, but I think Barnsley will be second from bottom. Fact.
I think Barnsley are going to really struggle as well this year.
They are going to really struggle.
Again, it's a case of who comes in and who goes out, I suppose, with 2 weeks to go. But they haven't really, you wouldn't say they've strengthened the team a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, and Ben Williams is going to be a loss for them for sure. So we move on. So to Birmingham City, who had an absolute disastrous end to last season.
Yeah.
They didn't win in their last 14 matches.
Yeah. Finished their whole confidence was shattered.
It was gone, wasn't it? And of course, they're building a statue for Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're doing, that's retiring his number. They're not building a statue, they're retiring his number because they sold him for 30 million.
Yeah.
40 odd games or something like that for the club, and they're retiring his number.
Crazy.
Publicity stunt.
Publicity stunt, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. No, they do have Karanka coming in as manager, who was good experience in the championship. Brought Middlesbrough to promotion when he was in charge there. And obviously he played for Real Madrid as a player amongst, many other teams.
Yeah.
So
he's been very unlucky.
Yeah, he's been very unlucky, to be fair. He's right.
You know, and they have that money, obviously, from Dortmund.
Yeah, they need a forward, big time.
They do. Ivan Sanchez has come in from Elche. He helped them get promoted last season into the top division in Spain. Jonathan Lekop comes in from West Brom.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And obviously Andres Prieto, the goalkeeper, has come in as well. Another player who's been around a long time. And John Torrell, who was at Arsenal. I remember him at Arsenal as a youngster. I think he was at Brentford for a while. Really, really gifted, skillful midfield player that they have, but has been just destroyed by injuries in his career. But he's still only in his mid-20s, 25, 26 maybe now.
Yeah,
signing for them on a free transfer
he could do well.
You know, there's not much of a risk when you're given a 26-year-old a 1-year deal with an option of a second year if he does well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, George Friend comes in with Karanka. Friend went up with Burrow and Karanka was there. 32 now, bit of experience.
Yeah, he's a good player, yeah.
You know, things are looking brighter for them now than they probably were at the end of the season.
Yeah, no, I actually think they could finish in 8th or 9th again.
Again, I was going to say the same.
I couldn't disagree with that. I think, you know, definitely a mid-table finish. And I think, you know, after finishing 20th, they'd probably take that. No, but again, you know, there's always that one team that surprises everyone and comes out of nowhere to make the playoffs. And, you know, wouldn't be surprised if it was Birmingham this year.
Yeah,
great city, great club, you know, great fans. Been through turmoil the last couple of years, but they're definitely on the mend. I think they'll obviously sign one or two good more players.
And
I think they'll definitely, as Phil hit it on a nail, definitely a top half finish, maybe 8 or 9. Definitely, no problem.
I think so. And they still have that money burning a hole in their pocket. So,
that
you'd expect that to go out there. Now, Blackburn, we move on there. They were 11th last season. They were mid-table. But the way the playoffs went last season, like way, way down, were very close. They were only 7 points off the playoffs.
You had a bad start last year. That's what happened.
Yeah, a bad start. Again, they probably have a chance to push for the playoffs. They've not done a whole lot yet, either with ins or outs.
A lot of clubs are like that, though.
They've brought in Kaminski from Ghent, the goalkeeper, played the Europa League last season. Again, a lot of experience there. But other than that, there's not been a whole lot in out. Like you said, a good start is kind of vital, isn't it, for anyone who wants to push for the playoffs?
And for Blackburn, I reckon they'll finish the same again.
I think they'd probably take that if they finished 11th again this season. You know, again, no one coming in. What about yourself, Jerry?
I think they're just going to finish 11th or 12th. I think they're a great club. Obviously, they've improved a lot the last couple of years. But I think they're just off that mark as small. But yet again, funds don't seem to be there. Yet again, a great club. A club like Leeds, they belong in the Premier League. But I think Phil's right. They're definitely going to finish 11th or 12th, 100%.
Struggling that way with the COVID and everything. I think it's going to affect a lot of teams who don't have the money. So we move on to a team that probably should have gone up. Last season, but then didn't, and then should have gone up in the playoffs, but didn't. In Brentford. But to be fair, it was a crazy run of games that got them almost automatically promoted. I mean, what was it, 8 or 9 wins on the bounce?
Unreal.
Which was, you know, and then they just kind of ran out of steam at the end. But Ollie Watkins was named Player of the Year last year in the Championship the other day. A lot of clubs are going for him. He's not going to be at Brentford, is he?
I don't think so.
Or the close of the transfer deadline.
They're so used to being raided. Brentford have lost so many players these last 2-3 years. And they are a selling club, so I think he's out the gap. He'll definitely
He has a release clause as well.
He does. There's apparently a release clause there because they didn't go up. But, you know, we all know what release clauses were, they have or not. Just talk that they want around 25 million for him. And you wouldn't be surprised to see someone who needs goals go for that, especially maybe a team that think they'll struggle in the Premier League might say.
West Brom.
Brentford as well, new stadium built, you know. The club as a whole is on the up. But like you said, Jerry, they do tend to sell players. Charlie Good has come in. Good was very good last season for Northampton, albeit in League Two, their captain. But Northampton did go up into League One last season. He's a good, solid defender. Big, tall guy, mid-20s, strong, powerful, going to get you a goal from free kicks, corners. And Brentford, very, very good. Obviously from corners, even though they've lost their specialist coach, who's got specialist set piece coach, who's gone and joined Arsenal. But they've, you know, again, a few wins and a few outs, surely. Once they get the Watkins money in and a bit of others, they'll probably sign a few more players. And Charlie Good's, you know, it's a good signing as well for them.
He's a good signing.
You know, so I suppose Brentford have to be in the running again for the playoffs at least. It's just, you know, whether they'll fall apart again at the end of the season. Our good buddy Adam is a bit of a Brentford fan. He used to go to a lot of their games when he was younger. He's always pessimistic about Brentford's chances when it comes to the end of the season. They always throw it away in the big games. They don't have a good record in playoff finals, that's for sure.
Similar to President, they do kind of fall apart towards the end.
So they do definitely need to, hopefully a few wins, a few outs, and they should be up. Thereabouts with the new stadium and everything, be good to see them come up at some stage into the Premier League. Whether it's
I definitely think playoffs is a must.
Yeah. It has to be, I think. I think, you know, I think it's a failure if they don't really build on what they did last season, even though they are going to probably lose the air of the season last year.
Yeah.
And Bristol City, they didn't do too bad last year, all said and told, 12th. You know, against
They had a really bad run there where they lost like 8 in a row.
Yeah. Lee Johnson, who was their manager, obviously got sacked. He took them over when they were in a bad spot about 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did well, but they never really pushed on. They kind of stayed in and around the mid-table. They've been that kind of a team that have kind of, they've gone so far, but never gone further. And it's one of our things going to do now, you know. Dean Holden is in full term now, in interim charge. He didn't exactly set the world on fire. 8 points from 5 games. So, you know, Corey Smith has joined Swansea. He's been there a long time. He says they didn't offer him a new deal. So maybe that's a sign there's not a whole lot of money there at Bristol City. I suppose from an Irish perspective, which is the way we'll have to go with some of these teams as well, Callum O'Dowd is still there, 25 now. And he's never really lived up to his potential yet.
No.
It's kind of a big season for him.
Yeah, it's a massive season.
I think
it's... Make or break.
It really is. I think he has games where he looks like he's one of the best players in the championship, and then he disappears for a few games again.
Yeah.
And he really needs that consistency. And, you know, it was all well and good 4 or 5 years ago when you're like, he's 20, he's 21. You know, he's 25 now. You know, he's been there a while. It's, you know, he needs to become a leader for that team, really.
Well, there was actually a rumour, Steve, that he's actually linked to a move to Norwich, which is bizarre.
A strange one, but again, if Bristol City are struggling for money, he could be one of the players that's worth a bit that they might decide to get rid of.
Yeah, I think they'll cash in.
No, like Joe Williams comes in from Wigan. Wigan have basically sold their entire team after getting relegated.
Yeah, they had no choice.
No choice. Obviously, financial difficulties at Wigan, but Joe Williams comes in.
Wigan need like 100k to just survive?
Something like that. They're in a lot of trouble. But Joe Williams comes in. He's a good midfielder. He'd do okay.
I think so.
I think for me, Bristol City, if they finish 12th again, they can be pretty happy with finishing 12th again. Like,
I reckon so. I reckon between 15 and 10, around there.
Something like for them to make the playoffs or to go higher than that, a lot of things need to go right for them next season. You know, and it doesn't often happen in the championship that a club gets.
They don't have the firepower either up front.
They don't, and that's where I think someone like O'Dowda has to start chipping in more with goals. And he has the ability. We've seen it. We've seen him, obviously, up through the Irish youth team and his ability, and he just hasn't hit on. But a big year for him. We move on into a team that did make the playoffs last year in Cardiff.
Great club.
You know, a very, very good club. But Neil Harris kind of came out and said something that the fans won't be too happy about. When he came out and said that the budget is really tight and they may be looking only at free transfers or loan players coming into Cardiff. When you've just made the playoffs, you're kind of hoping they're going to bring in a few more names that'll help bring them on. It did sign Kiefer Moore from Wigan again. Wigan again, you know, getting rid of their squad. But he seems like he's going to be the only player that they spend money on this season. You know,
he'll get goals though, Steve. He's going to get goals, definitely.
He will,
He will, and that's what they need, I suppose. Tutu is in on loan as well from Arsenal. He had a great season last year in the German second division at Bochum, and a player I think that you know, he's very good attacking, very good defending, strong, powerful again. But they are you know, they are struggling in terms of money, obviously. Again, probably the COVID thing when the manager comes out and says. They're looking at free transfers and loan players. It's not exactly exciting, but they haven't lost players yet. So, you know, is the playoffs realistic for them again? Or are they going to drop down a few places without adding more?
I
think we're just outside the playoffs.
Yeah, 8 or 9, I think.
I was actually going to say just outside the relegation zone.
You think they're going to dip that much?
Yeah,
well, we'll see.
I love it.
It'll be interesting to listen back to this at the end of the year and see. I reckon mid-table will be good for them. I reckon again.
I reckon 19th or 18th.
Ooh, I reckon in around 10th, 11th, so I think they'd be happy enough with that. Well, they wouldn't be happy with it, but I think that's where they're going to go. So we move on to Coventry, who came up, of course.
Yeah. And they're going to do well.
Yeah, I actually like Coventry.
They're an exciting team to watch. Mm. They play well. They've been going pretty good in pre-season. You know, they've looked good. They have signed an awful lot of players, which is always a danger when you come up into a new division.
Oh, yeah.
You decide you're just going to suddenly sign everybody. You know, Callum O'Hare, Gustavo Hammer, and just looking through it here, Julian DaCosta, Marcel Hilsner, and they've also just loaned Leo Ospegaard from Brighton, who's the Norwegian
good
defender.
Yeah.
Good defender. Yeah. But he's coming as well. You know, Tyler Walker, Des Walker's son.
Yeah,
it's coming from Nottingham Forest, the striker. So they've kind of how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in already.
And they'll probably get another 4.
You know, you know, on top of what they have, I suppose you have to strengthen.
Yeah.
But you know, do you need to strengthen that much? Is it danger always of upsetting what's been a good thing at Coventry?
Their squad's excellent though. I watched them in League One last year, they were fantastic. They actually have a very good squad, so I think the numbers and the players they've added will definitely help. Like I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I reckon I just have for some reason I believe Coventry will finish sixth, which would mean they'll get a playoff spot.
Nice.
And it's been cheeky, but great club, fantastic club.
Yeah, and the teams that come up from League One sometimes make two jumps. It's happened more than once that you've had back-to-back promotions to the Premier League.
The only thing is their stadium is a bit of a mess right now.
The stadium's a problem because Wasps, the rugby team, obviously playing the Rico. And Wasps are not going to let them ground share at the moment. There's talks going on about that. It's not going to happen this season. Yeah. Possibly next season, we'll see. So they're going to be playing their home games at Birmingham again. Now, fans probably won't be allowed in until the end of October.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's talk of potentially a new stadium being built on the outskirts of Coventry. But it's a mess for them, really, isn't it? The whole stadium situation.
Well, I reckon a lot of teams off.
I reckon they'll finish anywhere between 13 and 16.
Yeah, yeah. But they do. That needs, for the club itself, though, that stadium needs to be sorted. They need need to have a home and not be saying, well, are we going to be playing our games in Birmingham next year? Are we going to be playing our games, you know, wherever it may be?
Yeah.
And they need to find out what's going on with the stadium, if they can get back in and ground share with Wasps, or if they can build that new stadium. But yeah, I think Coventry will have a good year. Jerry reckons they'll go up. Phil reckons mid-table-ish.
Yeah. Just lower than mid-table-ish, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go in between the two of you and say that they will be pushing for the playoffs, but just miss out. They'll be one of those teams that'll do a Nottingham Forest on it and jump out the playoffs on the last game.
Definitely.
And now with club that are in all kinds of trouble, I suppose. Barry County, very close to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Very lucky in terms of good news for them that they are not being deducted points this season. That was good news for the club.
They should have been deducted points for getting rid of Richard Keogh, I'm telling you. That man was a national treasure around Derby, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
it was awful.
Since Richard's gone, I know he's found a new club, thank God, but yeah, things haven't been the same. Wayne Rooney's coming, obviously, he shook the place up a small bit. But yeah, I think since Richard Keogh's left, Derby haven't been the same.
Since Frank Lampard has gone, they've gone down.
They have. No, they were cleared, obviously, financial irregularities, like we said, but they've gotten rid of a few players. A couple have gone to Millwall. And they're a club that probably don't have an awful lot of money either.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're going to be a similar situation where it's kind of loan players and free transfers.
I think so, yeah.
You know, they've brought in, who've they got? Matt Clark is coming on loan from Brighton again.
Yeah.
David Marshall. You know,
David Marshall, who must be about 500 years old, but has a lot of experience, I suppose. He'll be good to have in the club. When you have the likes of Wayne Rooney and that around as well, they have good experience in there.
Derby will always get good players on loan. I think they're a club that can attract players. I think we're going to see Derby get one or two big names from perhaps Liverpool, United or Arsenal. You know, I think they're that kind of a club where Premier League clubs like to see their players go on loan to Derby. And it's always kind of worked well, you know?
Yeah.
It has. And I think the manager as well, Kaku, has a lot of experience as a manager. He did a great job at PSV. Came in last year, obviously his first, you know, taste of English football. He's surely going to be better prepared this season. I mean, he did not get off to a good start at Derby last season.
No.
So to come within 6 points of the playoffs, they did pretty well. But again, it's you know, they won the case about the financial irregularities, but again, it's like how much money is floating about. They could struggle to make the playoffs, but again, it depends, like Jerry said, on who they can bring in on loan and who they can get into the club. And obviously, you know, getting rid of Richard Keogh was an absolute disaster. Especially given he wasn't even driving. He was just kind of a drunk passenger in the crash. They kind of really made him the fall guy for it all. But there you go. So where do we think Derby County are finishing this season?
They're going to go up.
You think they're going to go up?
Yeah.
Automatically?
Yeah. No, they're going to come up to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they're going to be around the playoffs as well.
You think similar to this season? They'll be either in the playoffs or...
I think they'll be in
within 5-6 points of the playoffs.
Yeah,
so you're thinking Derby be in the playoffs? Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
I think they get a better start this season. They definitely make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And again, because like we said, it's such an open championship. I think if you can get off to a good start this year, you have a really, really good chance. Because again, no one's jumping out. So Huddersfield, we'll move on to. You know, really lucky not to go down last season. There's always like teams that come out of the Premier League that really struggle.
Yeah.
And Huddersfield really have struggled last season. Very lucky not to go down, you know.
Insanely lucky. They got a few good wins at the start.
Yeah, you know, and they just did it. The new manager again, Carlos Corberan, who comes in from Leeds. He was the assistant manager of Leeds last season.
Yeah.
So at least he knows how to bring a team up, you'd imagine.
Yeah.
Practically, you'd imagine he's learned a lot by being at Leeds.
Yeah.
You know. Obviously, they had some bad news player-wise in that their goalkeeper Schofield got injured. But they brought in Joel Pereira on loan from Man United, who was at Hearts last season.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Obviously, he's there just because Schofield is injured and they had to bring in a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And they've lost a few players as well. And you'd hope they're going to have one or two come in on loan again, or maybe they'll sign one or two. Obviously, they got Pereira in on loan to cover the goalkeeping spot, but... Going to be interesting to see how the manager does, like stepping up from being an assistant at Leeds under, you know, and we know how well-respected manager is at Leeds, from how tactically good he is, and, you know, Leeds unlucky, I suppose, not to go up the season before last and just kind of trotted away with the league this season, given that they didn't even have a striker at the club, really. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays, I suppose.
Definitely. Yeah, I think this season they're going to be around the playoffs.
I think Huddersfield have a chance, yeah.
Better, more to them.
I think they're going to struggle. I think they're going to definitely be 15th, 16th, 100%. I think, as you said, they were lucky to stay up last year. You know, a team that came straight from the Premier League. You know, I mean, they didn't really lose that many players. There was a couple of players they lost, but there's just something wrong with that club. Obviously, a big club. Not really bringing many additions in. Obviously, there's a couple of loan players. I think Huddersfield will definitely be 15th, 16th, in my opinion.
Yeah, struggling as well. I'd say, again, if they finish out of the relegation by, you know, a number of points, they'll be happy. I think around there as well, 15th, 14th, that kind of place, I see Huddersfield this season, which is an improvement on last year. But it all depends on the new manager. And, you know, it's a big step up from an assistant to a manager. So we'll see how Huddersfield do. You know, Phil again with his bold predictions is backing him. And Luton, again, talk about a miracle of survival. They were gone.
Did they go on like an 8-match win or something?
It was crazy. They beat Hull, obviously, which was a huge game given they were both right in trouble at the end. You know, Nathan Jones is now the manager, you know. They have Jordan Clark comes in from Accrington Stanley. He's a midfielder. He'll get you a few goals as well. Lua, Elliot Lee, Glenn Ray, Danny Hilton, and Luke Berry have all signed new deals at the club as well. But they're keeping the core of their players.
Yeah.
I still don't know how they escaped relegation last year. But that can have a real impact on a team, can't it, when you are dead and buried and you climb out. You don't have far into the past, look at the year Leicester City won the Premier League somehow surviving the year before.
They're on a high now going into the new season.
A massive high. And again, because it's such a weird season, you haven't had a long pre-season. That high is still there because the season only ended a month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, you know, Luton, I do think they'll still struggle a bit this season, but I don't think they're going to need the great escape. I think they might just about stay up this year.
Yeah,
I think
the momentum.
28-ish.
Yeah, and I suppose their team as well that haven't gone mad spending either, you know, so. And I think teams that have done that are going to really struggle.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, so we move on to Middlesbrough. Keeping their manager, Neil Warnock. Not retiring. Really? Not retiring. Some experience in this division, Neil Warnock has. Yeah, he's just unmanaged every club in the division at this stage, I think.
he must have like 10 things to his belt for promotion.
Yeah, it's good that they're keeping him, I think. I think having him there is really going to help. Grant Hall, who was QPR's captain, comes into Middlesbrough.
He's quite young too, still.
28, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend left to join Birmingham, and Grant has kind of come in to replace him in a lot of ways, I suppose.
Yeah.
In terms of with experience and everything. You'd imagine they're going to bring one or two more in.
Yeah.
You know?
If they get a striker, they're laughing. If they can get Middlesbrough will be promoted.
Absolutely need a striker. They scored 48 goals last year.
Yeah. Which is like a goal a game.
Yeah, which is just not enough to stay up.
Yeah.
Like it's not enough to go up, rather. To stay up is different in this league. But they definitely need a striker. And there might be a few around that they could go for. Depending on what they're willing to gamble. Again, you know, bring someone in on loan, kind of like Millwall did.
Yeah.
Or even, as we'll come to them later on, Watford, the likes of Danny Welbeck, who's available for like 5 million, isn't a lot of money to spend out. Although I reckon Welbeck will end up in the Premier League, and maybe a West Brom or maybe a Newcastle, now that Dwight Gayle is down injured.
But,
Middlesbrough, I suppose, their season does hinge, really, doesn't it, on getting in that goal scorer.
That's it, exactly.
Let's say they do. Let's say they pull something out of the bag. You know, maybe they don't get Messi, but they get somebody in.
Yeah.
They might get Brayford.
Like 15, 20 goals.
They'll get a player, a big loan player, no problem. They'll get someone like, you know, someone that's on the brink of a Premier League club at an age of 18, 19 to come into Middlesbrough, no problem. You know, they should really look for that good young signing. Like Swansea got, Liverpool.
Sure, yeah.
Like he scored 10 goals in 20 games.
They get... Let's say they do that. Let's say Middlesbrough do get someone in. Get in the likes of a Brewster, who I think if he goes anywhere, he'll probably go back to Swansea. But let's say they do bring someone like that in who can get goals, who gets them 15, 20. Where do they finish the season?
They're fifth, in my opinion. Fifth.
I think playoff. I think playoff area.
Yeah, yeah. I think without a doubt, if they get a goal scorer, they're in the playoffs. Yeah. You know, I really do. They're just, you know, the manager and everything. You know, he just knows the division so well, and that's huge.
Yeah.
You know? So now we move on to a team that did really well last season. Their fans are very pessimistic, though. They always are. is Millwall. Eighth last season. Really good at the back. They're solid out. They're strong. Ryan Woods is coming from Stoke.
Not a bad signing.
You know? Yeah, he's done well. Troy Parrott, I suppose, is their big signing, you know? He comes in, obviously, yeah. Mason Bennett comes in from Derby, like we said. You know, they've got a couple. Scott Malone as well comes in from Derby. You know, one in on loan, one in permanently after being on loan there last season. Aidan O'Brien, leaves the club. Never really worked for him there. I can understand maybe Millwall fans are a little sceptical of Paul Parrott. Coming into the club, even though being in Ireland, you know, we know a lot about Troy, and we've seen him again come up through the underage. Stephen Kenny has put him in the Irish squad, who's seen him at the under-21 level. He obviously rates him very highly, but I suppose you can understand the Millwall fans being just a little bit nervy, you know, about him coming in, given, you know, Aidan O'Brien really didn't part of them.
But I think it's a risk worth taking.
It is, and I mean, they obviously had another Spurs forward in on loan at one stage, Harry Kane, who didn't turn out too badly.
Yeah.
So, but Troy Parrott, I suppose, if he can hit the ground running, and when I say that, I don't mean he, you know, gets a hat-trick the opening day.
Yeah.
But
in the first 10 games, if he gets four or five goals.
Because it is, let's be honest, as good as he can be, it is going to take him time to settle. Yeah. It's a new division for him. He's going to be probably playing every week. I imagine Spurs wouldn't be letting him go unless there was some sort of guarantees that for playing time.
He would have to be a complete disaster for him not to start.
Yeah, and I mean, again, like they do with other players there, obviously, they'll smitten the likes. But for Millwall, I suppose, Parrott, again, young, and the Championship, a lot of games, so he probably will be rested, you know, midweek games, maybe play more home games than he does away games, depending on how, at the start of the season, then see how he's going. But,
So where do you reckon? Where do you reckon they're finishing?
Their fans would say they'd take mid-table right now because that's just the way they probably are. But I think Millwall are probably going to finish in the top four this season.
Yeah, I think they're going to finish playoff definitely, yeah.
I think around that too, yeah. I think so.
The manager's fantastic. Gary Rowley, I'm telling you, they have a good squad, very good squad, and they're destined to be back in the Premier League. It's been a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, and I think having Bennett there with Parrott, two good young players up front is going to be huge for them.
Yeah.
Goals get you out of this division, they really do. And they have the potential. And Gary Rowe as well, he's a very good manager, very good man manager too.
Yeah.
Obviously, the two lads he's brought in from Derby have had a bit of a history of... one of them was involved in that car crash. Another one had issues.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a young fella at Millwall. Yeah. So Rowett is probably the best manager for the two of them as well in terms of, he's straight talking and he is able to, put his arm around players and help them through that as well. So, I think good season for Millwall.